international bond, note and commercial paper finance. Essentially the euro dollar markets, the euro bond markets. We want to understand the nature of bond programs and then shorter duration note and commercial paper. We're going to look at the third key element of the euro dollar markets. We've already considered the interbank market, which allows large international banks to exchange funds in any other currency outside the currency of the issuance. That's the euro dollar market more generally. It's supported by an interbank market. We then have the euro loan market, where we lend large volume syndicated lending to either governments or companies all around the world. This is syndicated because we need to spread the risk. We also then have the euro bond market, which is the security capital market equivalent of the loan market. The way this simply emerged was in the 1960s, we effectively copied the loan terms. So we could have 20-year loans, let's say 100 million, with a syndicate of banks, or what we could then do is have the equivalent long bond. A 20-year bond, usually fixed interest. The early markets were all fixed. What's then happened is this. The history of the capital markets is then one of shorter duration. We go down from the long 20-year bonds to shorter notes. Chronologically, we went to short notes, euro notes, then back up to medium-term notes, and then down to commercial paper. But in practice, what we have is we have long bonds, 20 years plus. We have medium-term notes, let's say 5, 10, 15 years. And then we have euro notes up 0 up to 5. If it's less than 1 year, we call it commercial paper. You can get short euro notes less than 1 year, and we'll come back and talk about the difference between that and commercial paper as well. But essentially, the historical development of the capital markets are long bonds, medium-term notes, short euro notes, and then very short commercial paper up to 1 year. What we're going to do is look at the structure of the transactions, identify all the key parties, consider all the rights and obligations, so that we can understand all of these deals. We're going to then look in order at the bond market, then the note market, the commercial paper market, and then other different variations within this. I've given you quite a lot of documentation on the system. You've got a key table which summarizes all of the core issues involved. This is the historical development and the key parts of the market, advantage, disadvantage, core variations, as well as the key terms of bond, note, commercial paper programs, as well as the differences between loans and bonds, and we'll come back and look at all of this. You've then got a typical structure outline for a standard transaction. We've got the issuer, we've got the investors, either public or private, we've got the arranging bank, we may, if it's a large issue, we'll have a selling group and possibly an underwriting group. If it's a large issue again, we may have a separate trustee appointed to act on behalf of the bondholders, and then we're either going to have a paying agent or a fiscal agent. If there's a trustee, we only need a paying agent. If there's no trustee and no trusteed, we need a fiscal agent, because that creates an element of trust so that the accounts and the value in the accounts can be held on trust on behalf of the bondholders. We can understand a typical transaction with this. You've got the basic structures on the left top. You've got the core terms and conditions, principal, term, interest, drawdown, repayment and obligations. You've got the issue procedure. You've got the documentation. You've got all of the parties. You've got key trends, immobilization, dematerialization, disintermediation, demutualization, consolidation. And then you've got use and application of the different types of structures and operations in practice, top right, as well as other forms of bonds, including state bonds, corporate bonds, domestic bonds, bottom left. We can understand the whole of the market at the international and domestic level on this table, with the additional detail on the second page. We've also then got a diagram which attempts to summarise the difference between a loan deal, a syndicated lending transaction, and then a Eurobond deal, as well as note and commercial paper programme. And then also, I've given you a typical timeline for a standard Eurobond type deal. Usually we can do this in around 4 weeks, in around a month. With initial marketing mandate, we have D-Day minus 7, that's the launch and the syndication, D-Day plus 14, D-Day plus 21. This is a typical
structure outline for a Eurobond deal.
What I've also given you on the system are a number of other key documents. So this is the draft chapter on international bond finance. Everything I'm going to say is in this chapter. Bond markets, bond structures, issuance, negotiability, clearing, euro bonds, and then other bond structures and corporate bonds, UK gilts, stocks and bonds, US Treasury Agency and municipal bonds, Japanese government bonds, debentures, German government bonds and debentures, other government securities, corporate bonds, that's the UK debenture and loan stock market, US corporate bond market, then the Japanese bond market, then other foreign bonds and bond variants. You can understand everything we're going to be looking at from the chapter, and then just mark that up with the visual presentations that you've got separately, including specifically with the various tables that I've given you. I've also given you some sample certificates, bonds. I've been trying to collect these, and I've got quite a nice little collection coming together. This is one of the first Dutch East India bonds. This is beautiful. I actually had a young Dutch female student translate it for me. So these are the terms. So this is one of the first Dutch East India bonds around 1623. This is the first euro bond. This was the SG Warburg. Autostrad is the motorway system in North Italy. If you go on the website, on the internet now, you can still see current Autostrad issues. They're still raising funds for this. But this was the first euro bond. It was 15 million, 5.5%, guaranteed bonds, 1972-1978, run through SG Warburg Company. I've also provided the actual certificates on the system and some of the documentation that I could find. If anybody else can find any more of this, please let me know. I've also got pictures of some of the more ancient bonds, going way back to Mesopotamian times, in clay tablets, and I think those should be on the system, but I'll try and put them there. This is the Autostrad certificate. This actually is one of the first bonds. This is the certificate you would have received. I can't find a colour copy. If anybody can find a colour copy, please let me know. These are just some other examples. This is a negotiable certificate of deposit, First National City Bank in America. This is a Daiichi Kango. This is a negotiable floating rate dollar certificate of deposit. This is the Association of Bond Dealers. The main trade association in this area is the International Capital Markets Association, which was initially the International Primary Markets Association and the International Secondary Markets Association, although they merged and came together to form the International Capital Markets Association in 2005. Before that, the ISMA, the International Secondary Markets Association, was originally set up as the Association of International Bond Dealers, and you can find out all about this. There's a very useful historical section on the ICMA website. This is the prediction in 1972 that the collapse of the Eurobond markets, the Euro dollar markets, they simply exploded during the 1960s. When you have volatility and instability, governments and companies need to borrow more, not less. These markets become even more important. And there's some other examples of other issues on the system as well. What we're trying to then do is we're going to look at the nature of a typical bond deal. We're going to look at the differences between notes and commercial paper and try to understand some of the other variations that arise in this area. The core objectives, as well as key reading, supplemental reading, and optional reading, is all provided for in the study pack provided.